Welcome back to Studio 2601. I'm your host, Brett Humphrey. We're going to continue our conversation here with
Jane Schober here,
along with
Jason Greaves.
The goal here today really is to cover a range of topics from
Do you guys know what Stevie Wonder drinks?
To
and run right into these like 10 sorority girls.
How about this?
Flag Day. I gotta beat Flag Day.
To
oh, do you have some special sunglasses?
Let's dive back in and enjoy the conversation.
Well, I kind of want to go into some humorous stories because there's a lot of those around. I'm just going to start with mine. I went to hadn't seen her and some of her friends for quite a while. And she said, hey, we're going to get together happy hour. Awesome. So I get over there. It's a place in downtown Bellevue. And you walk into the building and there's like four or five elevator shafts. And I'm like, I don't remember which one's which to get to Daniel's. And so I just like go from person to person. I'm like, hey, do you know what the elevator is? I don't know. This other person is like, yeah, I do. And so he and his wife were walking over there. And it turns out they're also going up to the top floor. And so up we go. I'm like, hey, thanks. Really appreciate your help. And I go walking out of the elevator ahead of them. And I walk over and I start to hug this woman. I'm like, oh, hey, good to see you. And I realize like I'm halfway in the hug. And I'm like, I have no idea who this woman is. So I just finished the hug. I'm like, hey, how you doing? She goes, oh, I haven't seen you for so long. I'm thinking, you've never seen me. And I just go, well, hey, thanks. Have a good night. And I just like back away and I look over my left shoulder and it's the two people that helped me find the elevator. Look at me like, why are you hugging my friend? I'm like, I don't know. So I just wandered over and I found my friend. So, oh, man. Yeah.
Some free hugs.
Sometimes, you know, but she had to commit. I couldn't. I was already halfway into it. I'm like, here's your hug.
You gotta go with it.
Jason, you should tell your lovely running story.
Oh, the run-in one, yes.
The beach?
The beach.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I grew up in Virginia Beach, you know, right there on the coast. And my dad was a civil servant for the Navy. So, we, you know, there's, like, Virginia Beach, which is crazy with a lot of tourists. But we were able to go to more of the beaches that were closed just for, you know, families with parents that worked in the Navy or military. So I'm probably 15, and I'm at a point in my life where I'm trying to look good. And, you know, when I'm out on the beach, I feel pretty good about myself. So I decided to go on a little run, you know, so I'm starting to hit it, you know, going up on the beach, just crushing it, bum, 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 just running. Man, I'm hitting it good. And I'm running. Yeah, got my shirt off. Feel pretty good about myself. It's pretty hot, sweating a little bit, thinking I'm looking real fine. And I noticed there's a person kind of looking at me somewhere, and they're like, there's someone waving-ish, hands are flying in the air, up a little bit higher on the beach. I'm down closer to the water, and I'm like, okay, that's, I kind of look around, there's no one else around, but I'm like, maybe they're waving at me, and I'm like, oh, that's weird, I don't know who they are. So I keep on running, and now this person's kind of on like an intercept course for me, and they're running. At this point, they're getting close enough where I notice they're in a military outfit, and they're waving. I was like, okay, maybe like they know my dad or somehow I know them. So I wave back, you know, I wave. Yeah. Okay. And again, go like, okay, I probably look pretty good here. My bathing suit, I'm running. So I keep on running. And now this person is running fast intercept course at me. And at this point I'm like, okay, I probably should stop because it's a pretty quick, right on the money here. And it's a gal and she's in full, you know, full attire here. And she boom, right in front of me. And she like throws her arms on my shoulders. I'm like, okay, everything all right? She's like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm just going for a jog. She's like, did you not see the sign? No, I didn't see a sign. She's like, it's a huge sign right on the beach. And she kind of points off to the distance and she's right. There's some sort of sign on the beach. And I didn't see it. And she's like, it says no further running, military action occurring. I was like, okay. Like, you know, she's trying to explain this. I was like, oh, no, I missed it. She's like, there are snipers up on the ridge shooting targets in the water. I was like, whoa. She's like, they started to see you and were curious, like what you were doing running towards them. And I was like, oh, I don't want to be shot. She's like, you probably don't want to be shot. I was like, I should probably go the other way. She's like, you should probably go the other way. And she like waved up on the, like, you know, waved towards the bulkhead of the sand. And I see like some black objects fly up. I'm like, oh my gosh. And I like bolt as a 15-year-old the way I came. Yes, needless to say.
Jason's still here and alive.
I'm alive. I'm good. I've made it. Need to look at signs a little more carefully, apparently. Jane has some stories. So, yeah. Jane, you kind of call it, if I may, set this up a little.
Yeah.
My perception of you.
Yeah.
You're like, you know, 17-year-old, but I kind of got like the, you know, you were playing soccer and you were like hot and cool. And then some weirdness happened with like your vision. You're like, no, that ain't me.
Yeah.
So were you like the popular cool girl? What was prior to the...
Yeah. So definitely in the soccer clique.
Way
and
out of my league,
the wonderful thing about the girls that I on my soccer team, I mean, still to this day, really close friends. We started to have to play with high-vis soccer balls. Did you even know those existed?
No.
That's awesome.
They're just bright yellow and black.
I see. I used to golf with bright yellow ones.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Which they actually use at a lot of the golf courses. But for soccer, it was like you have to order these high-vis soccer balls. And I remember my soccer coach was like... Yeah, these balls aren't as high quality as like our cool Nike ones, so we're not going to use them. And my mom was like, you will use these soccer balls, and if I ever see the other soccer balls on the field, I will stop the game. Mama Bear,
I thought you were
saying,
I will end you.
Yeah. That's right. Essentially, that was the message to my soccer coach. He was like, we will always use these high-vis soccer balls. Yes. And I also got to wear those super attractive sports glasses
wraparound style.
That's
pretty sexy.
And my mom, I was like, Mom, I'm not wearing these. She was like, you will absolutely wear these. And I was like, Mom, I don't think I will. And she was like, you won't play. I will come over there and I will make sure you are not on that field unless you have your protective eyewear on. I was like, Mom, they fog up all the time and it makes my vision worse. She's like, all right, well, here, keep this anti-fog little wipe on you at all times and you'll be fine. And so I had to, because I mean, just wipe. Yeah, it's like one of those lenses that, or those little wipes that you use to like your iPhone, or like, you know, you fog your glasses and then you wipe it down. I had to keep one of those in my soccer shorts at all time.
I'm grabbing Amazon right now. I've never heard of this technology.
Totally. and actually at one of these soccer games, so I was wearing these super attractive glasses and we were in Boise, Idaho at just some soccer tournament. It was like a big soccer tournament for Montana because we were going to Boise, which was like huge for Montana. And we were actually playing a private school. It was a Christian private soccer team. And one of the girls on the team was like, why are you wearing those ugly things on the field? And one of my teammates overheard her. And so she just came over and punched her in the stomach.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She had my back for sure. And then, you know, it kind of turned into like a little tiff on the field. Didn't get too bad. But of course, afterwards, my mom came up and had some words with the coach and was like, you know, of all the teams, I wouldn't expect this to come from your girls with. And so it was, you know, we had a lot of, it was great. Yeah, a lot of, and I was, you know, super embarrassed. But then I like go over my soccer bag, I put my sunglasses on. I'm like, finally, I can wear some cute style and sunglasses. And we're walking to shake the ref's hand. And I didn't realize that someone had stepped on my soccer bag and had punched one of the like lenses of my sunglasses out. And I didn't have enough vision to realize that one lens was in and one was just no lens.
Oh,
and so the ref, at like as a joke, goes, oh, do you have some special sunglasses? And I was like, haha, yeah. Thinking, yeah, these are pretty expensive. I just had one lens in, one lens out. Didn't realize that till later. Someone was like, what happened to your sunglasses? And I was like, what do you mean? And I took them off. And I only had one lens in. That's I was awesome. Walking around. So that was effective.
Strutting your stuff, crushing it with the one lens.
Yeah, that game, a lot of things happened in that game. Yeah, just kind of totally embodies the whole... Amazing how like a community can come together.
I have a feeling gals with low vision have it harder than we did. Like, I don't know. Cause like, yeah, it was tough, but like y'all gotta keep, you know, you gotta look good and all that stuff. And it's just like, that's got to be tough.
Actually, have you seen those styling classes that they give you for makeup?
No.
Okay.
We don't know what makeup really is.
You know, I guess it's going to be a road trip so we can figure out what styling glasses are for me. But as a dude, I don't know. I mean, I...
What do you mean by styling?
Let's so start with actually, it's hilarious. Yeah, so, of course, like, you know, with this diagnosis and then losing vision, and people are like, oh, have you tried this? And so I went to vocational... Okay, in Montana, it was... Sorry, in...
Vocational Rehabilitation Services.
Yeah. They sent me these glasses that... Okay, so you put them on, and they look like you have them on upside down because... How do I describe this? You guys can just envision it.
You're getting really close to
the the bottom part is stable, but the top part, you can actually flip them down. You flip the lens down. So you have your glasses on your eyes. It's a magnifying glass.
Okay.
And then you flip one lens down. It's like, boom, you can do your mascara.
Oh.
Whoa.
You flip that one back up, flip that one down. You can do your mascara on the other eye. Which I found them more hilarious than I like found them effective because of the blind spots in my eyes. It just didn't work for me, and so they never made sense. The glasses never made sense, but they were just hilarious. That's so awesome. some of the tools, they probably work very well for other people, but for me it was just like a Halloween costume.
Well, and on this serious note around that, like, it is hard to figure out what works because there's a lot of people that have a lot of opinions on. Like, oh, do this, it'll work. And you're like, well, no. Probably didn't, but I appreciate the thought. Or
Especially the people that don't have visual impairments.
Yeah, oh, well, I had this friend, you see, and you should do this. And I'm like, uh-huh. You know, I think about people that I felt in when I was in high school that should have known more. In working with one of the special education teachers. And so I had this cassette deck that looked like a normal, you know, cassette that you'd buy. And it was a 4-track cassette deck, but you could speed it up, right? So it sounded like a chipmunk's reading my science book.
Ha, yes.
Was it the same cassette deck used in Home Alone or whatever it is?
Maybe.
Probably.
Anyway, yes. So I'm sitting there listening to my book and I'm listening to it kind of fast. And this woman comes in and she, you know, first of all, she's like, what are you listening to? Because you could easily slide in some music and like do nothing. I'm like, oh, I'm listening to my science book. And so I hand her the headphones and it was. And she's like, oh, man, I can't listen that fast. So you can't listen that fast. And she hands me the headphones back. And I go, well, there's this thing where you can speed read and I can't. And I can speed listen and you can't. That sounds fair, doesn't it? And she just got angry and walked out.
Amazing.
You know, it's one of those things where, you know, when I was at that point in my life, I'm like, you should know this is what I felt.
Yeah.
You know, but at that time, I was the only, you know, probably legally blind student going through the school at that time. And so I kind of learned in retrospect that it's worth, you know, hey, this works, this doesn't work, and here's some information for you. Because that really helps out a lot. Because people are like, oh, here, I assume this works for you. Like, yeah, no, it really doesn't. So thanks. Here's what I need.
Yeah, as a special educator, like with that piece of, because like so many of my students struggle with reading, and whether that be specific learning disabilities, dyslexia, and it's so ingrained that the only way to be able to get content is through like visually reading the text. So I've tried to give my students all these strategies of other ways to absorb the information. And I had the student last year that was visually reading text. He just couldn't comprehend it. And so I said, have you ever tried audiobooks? And he was like, no. I was like, well, when you hear something, did you understand it easier? And he's like, well, yeah. I was like, well, let's try it. So we try it. And he's like, but I'm not reading. I was like, are you still getting the information? He's like, well, yes. And I was like, well, I can no longer see the text. Just because I have to listen to it, does that mean I'm not reading it and I'm not getting the information? He's like, well, no. Yeah. And I was like, so just because I'm absorbing the information in a different way, is it not the same as someone reading the text? I'm still getting the same information, right? He's like, well, yeah. And so it's a very complex piece for you know, whether you have a vision impairment or you have dyslexia, where to the point where you can't visually read the text in an efficient and effective way, I think it is. It's so ingrained, like the traditional way of reading is, you know, it's very different for many people. But yeah, that like piece of, but once you do train the brain to listen at a speed too, and I think it's much more natural for people with vision impairments to listen at a higher speed. But I think anyone could train their brain to do that. But it's the same as like the fluency. We test for fluency when it comes to visual reading.
It's worth talking to as many people as possible about as many things as possible, because some people will tell you this is how you do it, and it may or may not be true. I've run into that several times, like, this is how you need to do it. I'm like, or not, like, who knows?
Yeah, I think that's something that's wrong with our society. I like have like one of my struggles and like low points of like losing my vision is like eye contact. I think there's so much that you can pull from a person when you can make eye contact, but that's something that I've missed, is like being able to make that, you know, it's kind of an intimate contact with someone. When you make eye contact with them, you're like, okay, we're communicating now. Now we can speak. But I no longer have that piece. So it's like, how do I facilitate conversation without that piece of eye contact? Yeah.
It's super interesting to say that, because with my eyesight, I always look like I'm looking over someone's shoulder. So to the left or to the right of them. Mm-hmm. And so what I've observed, there's kind of three things people watch. They'll look at your eyes, they'll look at your lips, or they'll look at your hands. And I can always tell the people to look at my eyes, because they will always literally, they'll like glance over their shoulder to like, oh, what's he looking at? Well, I'm looking at you. But I'm sorry. Oh,
I thought you were just, I thought you were a jerk. Sorry. That's 10 years under the bridge, apparently.
Yeah. So at some point, I actually figured out, can I figure out how to look over someone's shoulder so it looks like I'm looking at them, but then I can't see them. I'm like, yeah, hopefully they get used to it. There's nothing I can do about it. So.
Completely. Yes. Yeah.
So you're right. There are all these social norms that are very interesting. But on the flip side of that, I'm always worried, like, I'm at a bar sitting there chatting with friends, and I could be like staring down somebody else over here, like, why are you staring at me? I'm like, I wasn't. I'm sorry, it's my eyesight. I don't believe you. And like, suddenly I'm getting rolled out on the street.
Incidentally, that's how you found a couple dates. So.
That's right, yeah.
So you're staring at me all night.
Thank you all for joining us for this episode. We still haven't quite answered all of the questions yet, such as this.
Yeah. Do you guys know what Stevie Wonder drinks?
Or this.
And run right into these like 10 sorority girls.
Or this.
Flag Day. I gotta beat Flag Day.
So please continue joining us for our next episode. And a special thank you to my friend for the music. You can find a link to it below in the show notes. And we'll see you in the next episode. This show is copyright 2018. All rights are reserved. Engineering production is done by Brett Humphrey.